Burke's announcement that she's running for governor touched off some concern for progressives a couple weeks ago. They worried about the former Trek bicycle executive being a millionaire and a former commerce secretary under Governor Jim Doyle. But U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who usually operates out of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, says Burke would be a strong candidate against Republican Governor Scott Walker.
Because it is about the economy. It is about people struggling to make ends meet. And boy, both her private sector experience as well as her public sector experience as a commerce secretary really is just ideal for a candidate right now.
Another potential and more progressive Democratic candidate, Kathleen Vinehout, says she's going to spend another 6 weeks traveling the state and talking to people about a possible run for governor. Republicans are trying to highlight any lack of unity behind Burke. But UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says both major parties have diversity in the ranks.
The Republican Party has a Tea Party wing, and it has a kind of a moderate establishment wing. And I think it's equally constructive for citizens to see that the Democratic Party is pretty heterogeneous here in Wisconsin.
Mary Burke this week did pick up the backing of former Senator Russ Feingold's Progressives United group and that of Emily's List, a national group that helps women candidates who support abortion rights. Money from Emily's List may follow. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.